Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. To begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local offices on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I will vote.
And is that definitely or very likely or somewhat?
Most definitely, positively, I will vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm sorry, say that one again.
Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or are going, or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, they're generally going okay.
So in the right direction?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, for it.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably in favor.
Thank you. Now, since the ballot language can be sometimes difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal dedicates public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote a yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, for.
And is that a definitely vote yes or
yes,
probably
it's a definitely
vote?
You can only if I'm going to vote for it, it's definitely, because you can't not definitely vote for it.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, for.
And is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next one is, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Then we have, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails.
Are you going to take my answer?
Yes.
The first one, I said I would definitely vote for it. I will still definitely vote for it.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, or improving public education and local schools.
You got to do all that stuff.
Yes, I understand. What we're looking for is to know which issue should the local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on the most.
Okay, housing.
Housing. Making housing more affordable?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can please just let me know. The first one is Grand Traverse County Government.
This is, yeah, they're okay. They're trying to do their job.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of it?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Positive, yes.
And is that very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is your city or township government.
Very favorable, definitely favorable, whatever your top one is.
Thank you. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I feel they can spend it wisely.
And would you say is probably trust or definitely trust?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
What's the middle on that? Somewhat?
Somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove we have in the middle.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Then we have to promote local economic development. Do you?
Well, you should always promote. You should always promote the bill. Mm-hmm.
So, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Whatever your highest one was.
The strongly approve.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is.
Tell the people that made this thing up that it's redundant. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. To maintain existing trails.
The highest approval.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Highest approval.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat.
Somewhat approved. Then we have to plan and construct new trails.
Fix the ones we got, so I'd say no.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of this one?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Then we have to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Sure.
You already have those.
So do you... How should I record your answer?
Well, I'm in favor of it, so I guess it'd be definitely or strongly or whatever.
Strongly approve or disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. The next one is to promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve. Definitely approve.
And the last one for this section is to promote health and wellness.
They shouldn't even put that on there.
Is that a strongly approve or?
It's strongly approve, but it's got nothing to do with government.
Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Just do with what we got.
So the first choice?
Yeah.
Thank you. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is a citizens' oversight committee that will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So would that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely to support this proposal?
I would be the highest one, whatever it is.
The highest. Thank you. The next one is the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Yes, if you can get it.
Mm-hmm. So would that would make it much more likely or somewhat more likely for you to support this
much
proposal?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, there will be an annual review on how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Definitely highly approved. Yes, do it.
Much. Thank you. And the last one for this section is, there will be full public disclosure for all project spending.
Yeah, it should be.
So would that be much more
transparency? Definitely. I think you call it transparency.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more sections to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams.
Oh, what's the word I'm supposed to use? The highest
one. Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So is it very, very convincing.
Now,
the
yeah.
next... Thank you. The next one is Boardman Lake Troop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Yeah.
Is it very convincing? Cool. Somewhat convincing?
Yeah, sure.
Which one? Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
I'm not so sure that they would do that.
So would that be not too convincing?
I mean, you don't have to pay to use them. You don't have to pay to use them, so how would they raise money?
Okay. So do you find this argument not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Well, I already said that we should spend $4 point something million to mm-hmm. do all that. Very
so do
definitely.
You find... Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors.
Approved, definitely.
Very convincing?
Yeah.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Okay. Definitely.
Do you find this argument?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure, good. Mm.
Very convincing?
Oh, sure.
Or some. Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Not
Do you
so
find
much.
That very convincing? Not,
so, no,
not too
I
convincing?
So.
Or
because you're talking about creating a lot more trails than you even discussed with.
And do you find this not too convincing or not at
not
all convincing?
Not too convincing. Not too convincing.
Okay. And then we have this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Yeah, all I have to do is put a sign up and say no motorized vehicles.
Mm-hmm. So do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing?
Somewhat convincing. I mean, what's the B put up a sign?
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal reserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Positive, whatever.
Very convincing or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
$7 and something in what, a week, did you say? A month?
$7.50 per month.
Per month. Now, is that in the $4.3 million?
I am not sure. I would assume so, but since we're required to, there's no more information in this section.
Well, need more information to get a good answer.
Mm-hmm. So for that one, we have makes no difference or don't know.
Makes no difference to me.
Makes no difference. Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing rails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no
yes.
against this proposal?
I would vote in favor of it.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting for it.
Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
I'm sorry, but I just don't like that kind of a question because I already said I was in favor of the millage to do it, and I'm not interested in hearing why not.
People that are not interested
will say no because they've got these other concerns.
Yes, and that's why we're asking these arguments. And since I cannot choose for you, we would love to hear your opinion on this. So we do have a not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all?
Not very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not very convincing.
The next one is, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Baloney.
So is it not too convincing at all or not at all?
Not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all. Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Separate problems. Not convincing.
Mm-hmm. Not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, with inflation, gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not convincing.
At all or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
I thought it was 4.3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, $43 million, that's what it says here.
Well, we've never talked about that. Well, I think the question's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So would it make no difference or don't know?
Don't know. I don't think the question's right.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not very convincing.
Thank you. And for one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal? And for the final time, would you say definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
Thank you. Now you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Let me think for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that the Citizens Committee to give oversight is critical.
To give oversight is critical. That the Citizens Committee to give oversight is critical. Oversight.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me check my grammar. There we go. Now, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is full grant.
You're pushing your luck here.
Yeah. We're this is the last question, and then we go to just a few demographic questions that go by really fast. Now, Grand Traverse County Road, I'm sorry, the proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new renewal for the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improved millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate for an estimated $6,678,949 the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against the proposal? And once again, we want to know, is it definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this will be confidential, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, and
Independent.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you're currently living in?
Home.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background? Are you African-American or Black, Hispanic, Asian or Asian-American? White or Caucasian?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, tell the guys to work on the next survey so it's not so darn complicated.
Thank you. We'll take it into account.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, sir. You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.